Trying to try it.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our rep.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, thanks for getting connected to eBay. How can I help?
They're trying to deduct $200 from my account for something I haven't got.
Okay. So the reason behind this voicemail is to inform you, like, today morning at 4 o'clock, the purchase has been made for eBay gift card and the amount is $299.99. So could you please confirm me, like, you want to continue with the purchase or you want to cancel it?
Cancel it.
Okay. So in order to cancel the purchase, first of all, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel it and connect you to our secure server. So could you please confirm me, like, what kind of device you are using at the moment? It's an Android or an iPhone?
An iPhone.
Okay. So just do one thing, sir. Put me on speaker and simply go to App Store. And when are you on your App Store, do let me know.
Right, I'm on App Store.
Okay. So, can you see, look at the very bottom, can you see a magnifying glass? You need to click on the magnifying glass.
Right.
Then you got a search panel, correct?
I want to search what?
You need to search for E for Echo, B for Bravo, A for Alpha, Y as in Yankee, yeah, eBay, then give a space, A for Alpha, N for Nancy, Y for Yankee,
hang on,
D for Delta, sorry?
So I want eBay and what?
eBay, then give a space.
Yep.
Then type any. Alpha, Nancy, Yankee.
Yep.
Delta, Echo, Sugar. Kilo. K as in kilo. Now, what did you type? Just reconfirm me.
Any delta. A-N-Y-D-L-T-A-E-S-K.
No. Just remove it. Just remove it. I'll make you understand once again. I will spell out for me, for you, sir, and just then listen me carefully. Just try to listen me carefully, okay?
Okay.
Don't try to make it wrong. Make the panel empty and type once again eBay, then space.
Right.
Then type any desk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk. Now, what did you type? Just reconfirm me.
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yes. Now, give a click on search.
Yep.
Now, what can you see on your screen? Just confirm me.
Any desk, remote desktop?
Correct. Give a click on the first option, any desk, remote desktop. Now, what can you see?
Enter remote address.
Sorry?
Enter remote address.
Okay. Can you see any option? Yes. What can you see?
It says enter remote address.
Okay, just confirm me the address.
858-370-706.
All right, just be on the stage. Because we need to generate the cancellation ID for you, just hold on. So, sir, right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to connect this call one of my senior, and they will generate the cancellation ID for you. So, don't go anywhere, just be on this page, okay, where you can see your address. Hold on for a moment.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. I'm just the supervisor over here. My name is Harry. So, how are you doing today?
Fine.
All right, sir. So I believe you understand what's going on.
Well, as far as I know, somebody's charged something to my account that I don't want.
All right, sir. Okay, no problem, sir. I will stop that payment because someone accessed your details and they are create the account and they are ordered the iTunes gift card without the knowledge and without your authorization. Okay, so don't need to worry, sir. I will stop the payment and I can refund the money. Okay, so
right.
first of all, sir, tell me what can you see on your mobile screen right now?
I'm saying any desk, enter remote address, your address, 858.
Okay, give me 1 second. All right. Okay, so what I'm doing, sir, I'm sending you the request on your screen, the security warning, all right? Because someone accessed your details, so that's why you can see like a security warning. So foreign people, sir, using your details, all right?
Right.
So that's why you got like a security warning, so don't create any panic, all right? So give me 1 second, sir, I can send you right now. Okay, so look on your screen, right? You can see the number like 85837076. That's right.
706, yeah.
706 or 706?
736.
706. 706, all right. Okay, you got any security warning?
Yeah.
All right, so you can see any like I trust this call or like I'm aware of the rates.
Yeah.
Right. Click on I trust this call.
Say again.
Click on I trust this call. Okay, what can you see on your screen? You can see like a trust install or like a security warning?
Yes.
Okay. So you can see on the bottom, like I trust this call. Click on I trust this call.
Then no, it says I am aware of the risk.
Yes.
Do not show this warning.
Yes. Yes. Click on both check boxes.
Click on
both check boxes. You can see the small boxes. I'm aware of the risk. Don't show again. Click on both check boxes. And click on accept. Okay, what you got on your screen right now? Hello?
Screen broadcast.
Yes. Yes, click on screen broadcast. Keep pressing on that. And click on start broadcast. And don't touch your device right now, sir. And anything come up on your screen right now? Don't touch your screen right now, all right? And swipe up on the bottom to top, all right? Swipe up on the bottom to top, like come back to normal screen. Why can
yeah.
see your wallpaper? Okay, good, very good. So what can you see right now?
Just my wallpaper screen.
All right, wallpaper, all right. All right, so what I'm doing right now, sir, I will like stop the payment and who can make the charges. I can show you each and everything one by one, all right? That is better understand what's going on, sir. Okay, so do one thing, open up your Google, all right? Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you can see the search panel. So touch the search panel.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, do one thing, put on that, my, M as in mother, then Y as in yellow, my, then give a space, number one, then P as in papa, P as in papa.
Yeah.
P as in parrot. P as in pilot. P. It's one P. My
yeah.
one P. Then give a space. Okay. What did you type, sir?
One B P.
No. It's one P, not a B. Only for P. P as in pilot. Then
right.
give a space, address, location, then CA, after the location CA, my 1P address, location, then give a space, then CA. Then click on search. Click on search. Okay, anything you got?
IPv4 address 66.
All right. So do you know the meaning of IP address? Do you know the meaning of that?
Yeah.
So, IP address means it's your internet protocol address, right? Like your IP address is 66.249.75.190, right?
Right.
Okay. So this number, like your this IP address, registered under your name and under your details. All right? And so your all details, like your banking server, your like your email, Facebook, WhatsApp, each and everything, sir, connected with the same IP address, right?
Yeah.
So that's why, sir, someone access your details without your knowledge and without your authorize. All right. So first of all, and below that, or like beside anything written, like a hide my IP with VPN.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir, the VPN means it's virtual private network. It's an IP blocker application for the hacking purpose. So the hackers using for the hacking purpose the VPN application, right? So that's why you don't know someone access your IP address from foreign country. And I can see on my database the IP, the location, it's Mountain View, California from U.S. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California, sir?
No.
All right. So that means, sir, it is a hacker location, not of your location, because you are belong from Australia, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you can see the IP location. IP location means your live location. You can see your live location right now, the like Mountain View, California. Someone access your IP address. So that's why you can see your IP location, it's from Mountain View, California. Right. From foreign country. And below that, like a host name. You can see the host name, like a crawl. I think it's not of your name. It's a hacker name, crawl, like your IP address and written over there, googlebot.com. Right?
Right.
Sir, googlebot.com, it's a created by hacker, right? For the hacking purpose, this website. Some hacker using this website, all right? And you can see like a device type you are using at the moment, it's a mobile Android. But you are using right now, it's Apple iPhone, right?
That's right.
Okay. So first of all, sir, what I'm doing, I'm sending you your money, okay? And you're thinking right now, like, how do you let someone access your IP address without your knowledge and without your authorization, right? So I will explain you each and everything. Like, sir, whenever you go online, like using your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, online activities, checking online banking, surfing Google, you can visit any website, sir. And that point of time, some pop-up ads comes up from Google, like you win cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads. And you can click any by mistake, any of the ads. And that point of time, someone access your IP address and get your all details, right? Without your knowledge and without your permission. So that's why some hacker get your banking information. And they are ordered the gift cards from eBay without your knowledge and without your permission. All right. It's a big crime. It's illegal. So that's why I'm refunding your money. All right?
Right.
So come back to normal screen. And I'm sending you the form. All right? So can you do one thing, sir? Simple, log in your email and check your email. You got any email from eBay or not? All right? Did you log in your email?
Yeah.
All right. Do one thing. Open up your settings. Go to your mobile settings. And you can see your name. You can see your name. Like James. James White. You got your name. Okay. You can see the left-hand side top corner in pointing arrow. Like back. Yes. And you got your name, James White. Click on the James White.
Yeah.
Click on the James White. Your name.
Yes.
And you can see payment and delivery. Click on that.
Yeah.
Click on the payment and delivery. Anything you got on your screen, I'll let you know.
Right, MasterCard link.
Okay. So what can you see right now? I'm giving you the protection, the security firewall I need to install on your device, right? Behalf of the hacker. So what come up on your screen? Mr. James, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what can you see on your screen?
I can see my MasterCard. All right.
Click on that. The first option. Your card. Click on that.
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second, Mr. White. Okay, you can see the James White, like written your name, billing address. Okay, I can confirm your details, right? So click on your name, right, and match it up. But you can see like your name, like James White. Click on your name.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now, sir, I'm sending you your money into your account. All right. So come back to your normal screen. Okay. And I can fill up the form by my end for you. All right. So give me 1 second, sir. And your full name is James White. Right?
Yeah.
All right. And could you confirm me your personal email address? It's james.white7@icloud.com. Is it right?
Mm-hmm.
It's your personal?
Yep.
All right. So what I'm doing right now, I'm sending you your money, okay? So you need to check on your bank statement, right? You got your money and let me know. Then I can block the unusual activity. Okay?
Okay.
So first of all, so we got disconnect